I found myself just running from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. And therefore, when I was running and I wasn't slowing down just enough along the way, I was starting fires. It was a small fire at the beginning, maybe even just an ember of an issue. But over time, left unattended, it would begin to start a wildfire. And it was a wildfire that only I had the extinguisher equipment to begin to go and put out.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design. Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. My guess is that as a small business owner, you are probably a fantastic firefighter, running around, putting out fires all the time. But here's the real thing. I bet you are actually a better arsonist than you are firefighter. My name is Bradley Hamner, host of the Above the Business podcast. We help people go from being the rainmaker to becoming the architect of their business. What do architects use? They use a blueprint. All right, everyone. So in this episode, I want to talk about this idea that, look, as a small business owner, one of the things I've actually heard Craig Rochelle talk about this is that you're, you know, chief problem solver. And look, there's absolutely an element to that, that problems pop up all of the time as a small business owner, and that your job is to have to go in and come up with a strategy to be able to put them out. And there's absolutely nothing I would say that is counter to that. It's absolutely part of the thing that sometimes we as business owners have to do. It comes up. You have a team member that is leaving. You have a team, you have turnover. You have team members that are underperforming in the business, et cetera. It happens from time to time, no question about it. But oftentimes we don't really give ourselves a full transparent look to say, am I potentially the one that's actually creating some of these fires? Now, I think it takes somebody that really can have from a place of humility and to look in the mirror themselves to say, where am I actually potentially, and even oftentimes inadvertently, creating some of these fires? You would never intentionally go around as a small business owner and say, I'm going to start fires in my business just so I can come back around and be the hero and put them out. Never would you do that. However, sometimes we can begin to overcomplicate things and therefore creating fires that only we know how to solve, only we know how to begin to put out. So here's the deal. What do we do with this? I mean, conceptually makes sense. We don't want to be the one that's actually setting the fires, to be the only one that can put them out, so on and so forth. How do we actually do this? I, over the last 3 to 6 months, have found myself, probably even over the last 3 months, had found myself that I think I was actually creating some of these fires unintentionally. And so then when people were not actually able to go and put them out, it's almost like I was the only one that knew how to put that fire out because inadvertently I was the one that was actually creating that fire. What was the big unlock for me to do that? Well, first of all, I got frustrated and found myself almost with a furrowed brow more and more and more often. I found myself, my energy was very kind of negative. I was carrying a lot of negative energy. So if I look back on some of those things, why do I believe that that is? For me, and I think for most business owners, I was running. I just was running hard. The fallacy I fell into was that if I could just get over the hump, over this hump, just get over these few days, everything would be fine. I found myself getting out of some of my morning routines. Now, look, I'm not saying that you have to have a 3-hour morning routine, but I found myself during the summer months in particular, kids are out of school, routines are completely different, okay? I found myself getting out of the normal routine that I had. I found myself even skipping, believe it or not, Sunday night planning as somebody who actually talks about the importance of planning for your week. What's another thing that I began to skip? I began to skip time to actually think on the business, time in a notebook of some sort, whatever that is for you. For me, it really needs to be pen and paper. Time in a notebook where I was actually writing down out of my head, not looking at my Google Calendar, not looking at Asana, not looking at Slack messages, actually just really thinking about, okay, what all do we have going on right now? What are the things that I need to get done? I found myself just running from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing. And therefore, when I was running and I wasn't slowing down just enough, along the way, I was starting fires. It was a small fire at the beginning, maybe even just an ember of an issue. But over time, left unattended, it would begin to start a wildfire. And it was a wildfire that only I had the extinguisher equipment to begin to go and put out. So no wonder I found myself to be increasingly frustrated. No wonder my messages were shorter, curter. No wonder my tone that I showed up in messages or in meetings and syncs and jam sessions came across much more as a frustrated Bradley because I got out of all of my routines. Now, is it okay to roughly get out of some of your routines in the summer? Yes, it is. However, we're not going to be perfect, and that's why I'm sharing this vulnerably, is that I got out of my routines of doing the things that I know will help me to just mentally, emotionally feel like that I have my hands around all of the things that are going on. Look, there's a lot of businesses I'm a part of, a lot of businesses that I'm helping to support their businesses. It is so important that I show up a certain way. I would even add in getting out of the routine of working out a little bit more. My eating habits began to slip just a little bit. It's the summertime. You're out on the boat. You grab a Truly or a White Claw or a beer out on the porch. You're drinking a nice glass of wine. Things begin, you sleep in a little bit longer. My 9 o'clock bedtime, 9:30 bedtime, wake up between 5 and 5:30, begin to kind of go out the window. But you begin to make an excuse. It's summertime. It's not that big of a deal. Things begin to slip just a little bit. And what happens is not the one day, it's the cumulative effect over time. And so for me, it's those things that tend to help me to be able to kind of look back and say, okay, now I actually see a little bit of what's going on here. I need to gain back control. As I'm recording this, school is just coming back into session. Kids are 14 going on 15, 10 going on 11. And now is the time. It's time for me to also lock back in, get back into the routines that help me to be able to stay grounded, help me to be able to think clearly, and dadgummit, help me to stop making fires that only I can put out. I don't want to be a good firefighter. I don't want to be a good firefighter. And I sure as heck do not want to be a good arsonist. Can you relate? Can you relate to the times that you're a pretty good firefighter, putting out fires all the time, left and right, bam, bam, bam? Little do you know, maybe you're a better arsonist than you are firefighter. All right, everyone, hope this was helpful to you. Might be locked back in over the next few weeks. Summertime going down. Obviously, we missed that time. Going into the fall, let's finish strong. Let's get back into our routines. Hope this helped serve you today. Until next time, lead well and go be great.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/abovethebusiness, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. DirectClicksinc.com/abovethebusiness.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.